This is KNKX. Tacoma High School seniors graduate this week, and they're likely feeling a mix of emotions. Pride over what they've accomplished, but maybe also some anxiety about the future. For those heading to local colleges, there's a new effort underway to help them adjust, even before they arrive on campus. More from KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross.
School bus after school bus rolls up to Tacoma's Eastside Community Center. High school seniors get out and are met by people waving pom-poms. Those pom-pom-waving folks are from the University of Washington, Tacoma, one of five local colleges taking part in an event called What's Next. This is its second year. Brandon Irvin is a Tacoma Public Schools counselor who helped get it started. He says the idea is you bring students together from different high schools who are heading to the same college so they feel less isolated when they get there.
What we were finding was a lot of our students hadn't met with each other prior to the orientations and getting on campus. So we felt that the end of the school year, as they're getting ready for finals, was the perfect time to kind of say, hey, we hear that there's 100 kids from Tacoma schools going to TCC. Do you know that they go to Sammy, Soda, Stadium, Wilson, Lincoln, etc.? If not, let's all get them in the same room and talk about this process.
The high schoolers say they're excited for the next step. Some of them want to move out and get their own apartment. They're also nervous about paying for school, about academics. Maureen Jaguna goes to Wilson High School. She immigrated 3 years ago from Kenya. She's heading to Tacoma Community College.
In college, I'm scared for giving up, you know, like when the classes are hard and you feel like you want to give up. That's what I'm scared about. And not being able to socialize, like making friends.
Current college students like Mushan Knowles are here to address those worries. Knowles grew up in Tacoma's Hilltop neighborhood and now attends the University of Puget Sound. Knowles describes what it's been like as an African-American attending a predominantly white institution.
You start to begin to question your worth and question if you belong there. So that becomes dehumanizing because you're not actually addressed as a human. You're someone who's tokenized, but then on the other time, you're a person who's marginalized and discriminated against.
Knowles tells the high schoolers they should remember they deserve to be there as much as others, and it's an opportunity to challenge yourself and push for change. Knowles, for example, is now student body president at the University of Puget Sound. Nalani Linder says this is the kind of frank talk that teens need when they're heading off to college. Linder heads up the initiative called Tacoma Completes, which aims to help more Tacoma students finish college. Linder says this work means a lot to her. Her own path to a degree took 12 years.
Part of it's money. I didn't understand financial aid, and I didn't know who to ask. And there's also choosing which classes, how to talk to professors, because that seems very intimidating to a lot of 18, 19, 20-year-olds. There were just a lot of things, and it was probably the cumulative effect of a lot of little things that had me drop out.
So our icebreaker today is called the birthday train. Has anyone ever played that before?
No?
Okay, perfect.
These future Tacoma Community College students are lining up by birth date as a way to meet each other.
Anybody else in May?
I'm July. So
of course, icebreaker games do not equal college. But Christian Agaling, a senior at Lincoln, says he's grateful for this chance to have higher education demystified a bit.
Events like these, I believe, are very beneficial to someone who wouldn't really know how to start coming out of high school, coming into such a different environment that has similar rules. The concept is similar, but still can be very alien to someone who has no idea what they're getting themselves into.
Now, hopefully, his future educational home will be a little less alien. The organizers of this event say they'd like to add more institutions in the future. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.